We've all been there, trying to figure out what to do for a living. It can be more than a little daunting for students making their way through college, but there is some information that can help. Part of a website that helps students look not just for a job, but for a career. Stuart Yurton is the senior business writer for Honolulu Civil Beat, and he joins us this morning with more of the story. And Stuart, as you write about this, the information on this website seems to be a mix of some good news and some bad news for folks looking to develop careers in Hawaii.
Well, yes, definitely, Bill. That's true. There is good news in the economy and areas of employment, high-demand areas like nurses, nursing assistants, medical assistants, all kinds of managers are going to be needed over the next 10 years. This site, which the Hawaii Community Colleges put together, says all that. It has a lot of information about job outlooks, outlooks for many different occupations.
And it's also one of the things that you write about is how this website also provides a bit of a look at what it takes to get to a certain level in different fields. I mean, going to that for folks going through college and early parts of education and trying to look ahead and around corners and see what it is that they might want to do in their career, there are some more guidance here.
That's right. That's what's really exciting about it. It offers guidance and pathways to different careers and occupations that you might want to do. And there are also things like personality tests where you can figure out what sort of occupations are you suited for. You can also do analytical tools or tests to figure out, well, what's the lifestyle I want to have and how much money do I need to make? And what's amazing is there's so many jobs that they found that are in high demand that pay very well and are predicted to pay well in the future that only require a two-year degree. And that's what's really great about this site. It really helps students figure out, okay, well, how much money do I need to make? What do I like to do? And how do I get there without spending a lot of money and wasting a lot of my time and money? Because increasingly, kids are footing all or at least part of the bill for their education because it's so expensive these days.
You know, there's a pragmatic side to that, but it's also, I mean, they can take some time to read a little Shakespeare along the way too, maybe, as well.
Yeah, and that's a great point. They're not trying to steer people away from the liberal arts and doing that. That's absolutely true. And we talked to Peter Quigley over at the community colleges, and he said that we're not trying to steer kids away from the liberal arts and that sort of thing. So yes, that's absolutely correct.
You know, one of the sort of, I guess, side benefits of this as a journalist looking over this is that there's a lot of interesting information here about Hawaii's economy and about assumptions, not just of where we are now, but as you say, where we're headed over the next 10 years. And whereas that's very useful information if you're going through school and figuring out what you want to do in life, it's also got a lot of information for just folks in terms of looking at the state of the economy.
That's right. It's great. It really is a sort of rabbit hole of information that you can wander down into. One of the things that we didn't post that's really cool is they have a map of Oahu by zip codes, and you can click on a particular zip code and see where people commute to from that zip code. So right now, the only one that's up and running so far is looking at Waianae, the zip code out in Waianae, and you can see where people travel to go to work. So again, this really cool economic information. They say it's got all of Hawaii's economy on this page. It's really fun and fascinating.
And it's also one sort of sub-headline of that was in terms of the some of the tech jobs here. There's always talk about developing technology for Hawaii, and they're, as you mentioned before, it's sort of a split view on that.
That's right. That is the downside. Our tech jobs are still woefully behind all of the other Western states, even accounting for our low population. We're really lagging every state except Alaska, and you know, way behind places like Washington, obviously, which is a huge hub. But even places like Utah and Nevada, we're lagging when it comes to the software development jobs that are kind of the bellwether jobs for the tech industry.
A lot of good information in this piece, Stuart. Thanks for joining us. Stuart Yurton, the senior business writer for Honolulu Civil Beat. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Bill.
And you can find Stuart's story and a lot more online at civilbeat.org.